I thought I told you to clear out these Christmas candies.
Scott, we have asked you a million times.
Southern Comfort jars? I'm supposed to chomp into this and get alcohol?
Jars. Is there actual Southern Comfort in these?
Why like did you say jars?
Because it's like a bottle. It's like a bottle.
It's like a bottle.
Yeah, so I said jars.
Oh my God, I drank half a jar of wine last night.
Well, I'm a hick.
I'm a hick.
Okay, it's chocolate. You have to bite this.
No.
You have to bite this.
I don't and I won't.
It's 10 a.m. You have to bite this.
I pre-know it that might those be are alcohol. Disgusting.
Why did you unwrap it
Because
first?
Who wants this?
Lauren, no one.
You've lost your mind.
It's 10 in the morning.
I'm saying nobody wants
it. You don't have to unwrap everything that's in front of you.
Yes, I do. All right, whatever. I'm just curious, okay? I'm a curious
good
little,
defense.
Curious little George.
All right, whatever.
Do you want me to bite into it, really?
Yeah.
And you want me to report back as to what's inside?
I would like you to keep talking.
Can
sure.
we talk about Curious George and have a frank discussion?
I have a lot to say about
okay,
that fucking
first of all,
guy.
Let's introduce ourselves. My name's Scott.
My name is also Scott.
And I'm also Lauren.
Right. Okay, then I'm Paul. Now.
Okay, Curious George, actually, because I've been reading some of his texts.
Sure.
His texts? He texts you?
His
text. What's he texting you?
The sacred texts.
His sacred texts. What's going on in there? Does it taste like alcohol?
What's going on in there?
I bit your mouth.
I bit the neck off the jar, rather.
Did the juice come out?
No juice yet. Hold on.
Ooh, my banana!
You gotta drink the juice.
You gotta drink the juice.
Shelby.
I still haven't seen it.
I actually did
what is
see
Shelby?
It.
That's
drink your juice, Shelby.
Steel Magnolias.
Yeah, which I always mix up with fried green tomatoes, and I haven't seen fried green tomatoes.
Oh, you should do Scott's. Oh, no, we already
I only do one movie on your show, and it's once a year.
You've never asked me to do Scott Hasn't Seen.
He's drinking alcohol out of chocolate right now.
This guy's a maniac.
He's out of his
Scott,
mind.
Scott, why are you doing that?
He doesn't care
I mean, it definitely tastes
it
like it, but it doesn't have the bite of it. So I think it's just flavored.
Yeah.
That's nasty and horrid.
Well, you wanted me to do it.
Well, I'm glad you did. I just think, why do these exist? Who wants the flavor of alcohol without the fun?
Drunks.
Wait, drunks just want the flavor?
Well, I mean, they want the fun. Drunks in the former.
No, I'm sure there are many sober people who enjoy
they
the
put drunks
flavor
in the former
of alcohol. Anyways, Curious George, one thing I really dislike about the books, and I'm
he's too curious.
He's just always getting into everything.
Also,
just,
I thought he was bi-curious.
He might
so
be.
Just, we I was like,
the one thing he's not curious about. George is very heteronormative.
He's obsessed with being straight.
He's like, he's there are two genders.
He's on the last page of every Curious George book, he goes, and all as always, when is the straight pride parade?
Is that the title of this week's episode?
No, absolutely not. No.
And just for the record, I now pick the titles. So
yes.
Oh my God, that's right.
I have so much power.
New regime.
The George books start in a way that bothers me. It will just say, here's George's friend. Okay, this is George's friend, the man with the yellow hat. Like, who's George? Like, they jump in a way that they don't set up. George was a curious monkey. He lived with his best friend, the man with the yellow hat. I'm like, they'll just be like, the man with the yellow hat said, hey, George. Da, da, da. I'm like, who are we? Where are we? What's going on?
Here's what I say.
Okay.
I think this is dynamic storytelling.
You do. You think
because you are saying, who's George?
Yeah.
And you're curious. Oh my God.
Oh, that's what the curious in the title
they
refers
fucking
to.
Got me.
So we just,
they got
so
me.
We just understood now. Finally.
So now I relate to George because I'm curious.
You're like, what the fuck is going on with this book?
Yes.
I'm like, who's the man with the yellow hat? And what's his sexuality? I do wonder.
You never see him with a partner.
He seems gay, but you
know he's at work.
No, he's at work.
They live together.
I just read a whole thing where they had a Valentine's party at their house with all the neighborhood kids.
What? For some reason, I thought the man with the yellow hat was a zookeeper.
He's an explorer, isn't he? Where
he found George and he took him back to America.
Oh, shit.
Which is
wrong. Why do I remember this?
I don't know.
It's been 50 years
but
since
you're not reading any sacred texts.
There's
right
one
now?
Text where George helps the woman bake a cake.
The woman? Who's she?
Who's the woman?
I don't fucking know, but there was sexual tension with the man in the yellow hat and the woman.
Really?
Where I was like, they're going to fuck
they're
after
down.
They. Because she lost
like George
her,
felt uncomfortable and left the room.
George makes a crazy mess.
George saw some things he shouldn't have seen.
And the woman's necklace gets baked into the cake. Of course, George is eating the cake when he shouldn't, but he finds the necklace. So it's kind of like he win-win. And then the man with the yellow hat has a bunch of cake too. And
he also has a bunch of cake?
He eats a bunch of cake and maybe something
How much
else.
Is a bunch? Like a jar full?
They eat like a mason jar of cake.
That sounds delicious.
That actually does sound great. If there's any company out there sponsoring podcasts that does mason jars full of cake.
Cake in a jar?
Mm.
A lot of people do that.
Where you have to break the jar to
Sorry. Get God.
You smash the jar. You get down on
smash
all fours.
Smash the jar. You get down on all fours.
You start biting until you...
Everybody walk the dinosaur.
Oh my God, I used to love that song.
Why?
Smash the jar, get down on all fours.
Was it the subject matter about walking a dinosaur?
I loved it because when I was five, I went to Disney World and we went to the parade and the dinosaurs from the show were in the parade singing and dancing to that
From the show Dinosaurs.
Yeah.
What a great... time
yeah.
that oh those two things happened at once.
They were together.
Finally. They were together.
It wasn't on purpose?
I thought I think it was an accident. It was like a laboratory accident.
I thought that was their song.
No, they spilled the song onto a TV.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And that's how the TV show happened.
Here's the brother was hot. Let's just all say it. The brother was hot.
What, the dinosaur brother? You have a history of liking...
reptiles.
This turtle, this teenage mutant ninja turtle.
Michelangelo I was attracted to. Kermit I was attracted to.
Hold on. But they all looked alike, right? So it was the voice and the personality that got
you? I attracted to green.
Then you should have loved all of them.
Well,
what about Oscar the Grouch?
He's so rude and it's so hot.
He's real alpha.
And the green M&M is the horny one, so I guess it all makes sense.
Yeah.
Remember how that was a thing?
Yeah.
I mean, not just recently. Like, I feel like
when we were children.
Yeah.
Remember during our M&M's taste test episode, we all got horny when we ate.
Well, we did. Yeah.
We did some off mic
fucking.
But with the M&M's, like what's so good about it is that each color does something else to you. So it's like when you eat a bunch of them, you get a little horny, but then you get a little smart. You get a little, like there's other things that happen.
Yeah. If you eat the blue one, you get depressed.
Brown is smart.
Brown is smart. There's the title.
And they should never have gotten rid of tan.
Yeah. It was a nice option.
It was, because nice it's option. Like, I don't want a brown, I want a brown one, but I don't want the
whole. Because
that
brown one was so dark.
Yeah. It's
you know what I mean?
Like, let's just lighten it up.
Well, remember,
just
do you remember
bit.
When there was the competition to choose the new color? You could call it.
Do you
remember?
you would send in a paint chip.
You could call and vote.
Do you remember when Pantone
Blue,
got so
purple.
Pissed?
Yeah.
Like, this is our domain.
Why do they pick a color every year? Who cares?
They have nothing else to do.
They're sitting around just waiting for it every year.
Yeah. All they're doing is giving out little cards with colors on them.
They're like, look, this year's color is jade. And it's like, we don't do anything with that information.
How often do you paint your house?
Every day.
Yeah.
Same. Every day.
The entire exterior.
I have a few things.
Okay, what do you
First
got?
Of all, I would love to paint the house a different color, but it what, seems like yeah. such a gigantic undertaking.
It is, well, but you don't do it.
I know, but it has to be
If you were a
done.
Real man, you would do it.
Yeah, that's true.
If you'd get out there on your fucking ladder and just do it, you'd fucking do it.
Yeah, you could do it in probably...
I think that would make me start smoking again.
Yeah.
If I had to paint my house...
Honestly, if I saw you outside in like a white tank, I'm not going to call it by its old name.
Yeah.
And you're...
Painter's pants.
And you're wearing painter's
pants.
No,
I'm wearing
you're
a, like,
wearing a,
you're wearing like
a
gabardine
suit.
Slacks.
No,
with
oh,
a belt.
I love that. And then you have a cigarette.
Dress shoes.
Your jar of alcohol is like strewn on the floor next to you, the ground.
I don't have like a can of Bud. Or something?
Okay, well, you do. You're holding a Bud can, but you already drank whatever.
By the way,
you drank Colt 45.
Invention idea.
Colt 45? Jesus Christ.
Invention idea just came to me.
I thought that's what this was, but it's something else. 43.
Just came to me. A thing you put around your beer can that can hold your cigarette. It's like a circular thing you put around your beer can, and it has like a little container or a little slit for your cigarette.
So that
you can paint.
Are you describing an ashtray around a beer can?
Not an ashtray necessarily, but something that will hold. Because you know how when you're painting and you're holding a beer, if you have a cigarette, you got to hold it in your mouth the entire time.
Well, yes, but
that's kind of a skill.
That's the classic
thing. And it's also kind
thing.
Of the look.
But what if you wanted to just put it in this little thing that's attached to your beer, then you could just go.
Okay, but so is it? It's horizontal alongside the beer.
I don't know what direction it's in.
Well,
probably a 45 degree angle.
Okay.
When I smoked, I used to love just holding the cigarette in my mouth.
It's cool.
I thought it was.
Smoking is not cool.
Smoking's not
Boys,
cool.
It's not. It's
but
not.
There was a period where it was.
I look at it now and I think it's. I can't. I came out so far on the other side that I look at it. It looks no matter who it is.
I think it's crazy. It whenever looks I dumb. See anyone,
even
doing
if it's
it.
Like a really hot person.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you really believe that?
Especially. Yeah, like Mary-Kate or Ashley Olsen.
Oh, my God.
Mary-Kate and or Ashley Olsen.
Or.
Yeah.
Not Andor.
Andor.
Yeah, that's right.
Is that weird? Okay, Andor, right?
Right.
But then they also have Endor. It's like, what are we doing, guys?
Do you ever think like...
When is Endor coming?
This question might not work.
Star Wars takes place mainly indoors. Have you ever noticed that?
Boy, that's true.
I've only noticed that.
It was a big deal when they went outside for the first time.
And they all like died because they couldn't breathe.
Just going outside, not even into space.
It's like, oh, we forgot there's no atmosphere on this planet.
They are in space.
Everything's in space.
Did I just blow your mind?
Whoa, I never thought of it like that. I
have a couple jars of
compound. Am I on like a little ball in the sky?
Can I talk about Everybody Walked the Dinosaur and what it makes me think of every time?
Yes, please. Yeah.
First of all, I have not heard that song, I think, since it was out.
So who wrote that?
Was not.
I thought it was done by cavemen and dinosaors. I honestly, like,
I thought it was performed by cavemen, actual cavemen dinosaurs. And dinosaurs?
That's who I saw perform it. And I felt like it made sense.
Oh, that's who you saw perform it. Wait, cavemen too?
Yeah. I got like a boom, boom.
I forgot about that part.
Well, this is a remake by Queen Latifah.
Oh, thanks,
from
Queen.
The Ice Age Dawn of the Dinosaurs.
Yes,
oh,
Queen.
Wow, we did it recently.
Anyway.
Let it play a little bit.
This is a remix of that song, or?
Remake.
A remake.
Yes. Very different from a remix. This is Queen Latifah.
You're right.
You think Queen Latifah's out there just remixing songs? And
this is a remix.
I don't know what she does when she's off of the Equalizer.
For a movie.
I'm sorry. We want to hear the chorus. Get on the floor.
Everybody walk the dinosaur.
Get on the floor. A dinosaur.
And out. So, years ago when I was starting out in stand-up comedy, I did a show in... God, what was it? It was like Ocean City, Maryland or something.
You did a show in the butt?
In the butt, Bob.
This is a classic.
Do you remember how we were convinced that was an urban legend?
Right. I still am.
No.
Is it real?
They showed the clip
They got receipts?
Know what you're talking about.
Okay, the Newlywed Game. Supposedly... And now Paul says it's
like,
real.
Where's a crazy place to make whoopee?
The craziest the place you made whoopee? Yeah. Strangest right. place in you made butt. Whoopee. In the butt, Bob?
In the butt, Bob. Who said it? Who said it?
A woman said it. And she did not say Bob. She just said in the butt.
Wow.
That's the best. That's honestly, that's like how every Family Feud answer is now.
Family Feud has gotten so filthy.
It's literally so crazy.
You can't kiss people anymore, but we're going to make it disgusting.
Yeah, they were like, there was one answer that was like, where's like, what's the man's favorite part of woman? And it was like dairy pillows. And I'm like,
was that the episode we were on?
I think so.
Yeah.
I don't know if that was the question, but yeah. Dairy pillows.
So I was doing the show. I was the MC of the show and the headliner was this dude. I won't say his name.
Good. Okay.
But he was just like a hacky club dude, but his big closer was, I think this was his closer. He would get somebody up out of the audience to do some sort of dance to Walk the Dinosaur.
And under what pretense, if you don't mind me asking?
I don't remember how he got into it.
Mm. I'm imagining him saying, hey, I want someone from the crowd to come up and dance to Walk the Dinosaur.
Yeah. I'm sure it started you know that song, Walk the Dinosaur?
And everyone was like, yes, we all know that song.
We know it and love it.
Yeah. The Queen Latifah remix.
It's a current song that we're enjoying. And so he would always get like an attractive woman out of the audience to do this with him.
Mm-hmm. Why are attractive women going to stand-up shows?
I don't know.
They should be out there having sex. Not going to stand up.
You think women should be having sex instead of thinking and laughing?
Well, here's the thing. One night, this was like a three-night gig, a weekend gig, and one night, the woman that he got out of the crowd, he convinced to go back to the hotel with him.
Okay. I don't think that's uncommon.
No, it's not.
So this is the whole reason he's doing it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And
so if it happened one of the three nights when you were with him, that's usually his ratio. 33% of the time.
I would think so, yeah.
Yeah, he'll find someone to come back to his hotel.
And so I remember we were supposed to be sharing a room. And then when he got this woman to come back with him, he said, we're going to go in this room. If my wife calls, tell her whatever.
Have you told the story?
I don't know.
I haven't heard it.
I mean, ever in my life? Yes.
I haven't heard it.
I want only exclusively new stories on this, meaning you've never told anyone in the world.
We'll try.
I have a new story.
Oh, that's tough.
I heard people fucking when I was staying in San Francisco.
Whoa. Okay, yeah.
What
back
to room were you?
Paul was up there too.
So I was annoyed, like, oh, I have to, like, this guy's just assuming. Like, yeah, go ahead and lie to my wife for me while I fuck. Yeah.
I've had somebody say something like that to me, to not tell somebody something.
I would not pick up the phone if I was in that position.
But as they were going to the other room, she, like, took off her top, like, in the hallway.
Jeez, nice. She was ready for it.
She was ready for it. She's probably drunk out of her mind.
I hope she was not. And she
I hope
was
she was sober and gave consent.
Me too.
I hope so, too. And then I was in the other room with one of the waitresses.
Really? Oh, the story's getting a little bit hotter.
I was wondering if you brought anyone
back.
Well,
she wanted to hang out.
Oh, really?
She just wanted to talk about this comedian from Philly that we both knew that she thought they had a thing, and then she was discovering that they did not have a thing.
Oh. Okay, it's a boring night for you.
It sucked.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because it's
did you think something might be happening?
Oh, of course. Well, yeah. I didn't. I was like,
wants to go back to your place at like 2 a.m.
Yes, I was not reading this properly when it was like nothing was going to happen. Like, right. She was not. She really just wanted to gather intel on this other
other comedian that you knew.
But I was still kind of. Yeah.
Right.
I knew from around the scene.
Right.
But he was like one of those guys who was like not funny, but he was handsome. And so
tough.
He would like bang all over
the
place.
My ears are burning.
Like, you want to be that?
And I wanted to.
I'm neither.
I wanted to tell her, yeah, I'm neither. How about me? But it was that kind of thing where when I look back at it now, of course, nothing was going to happen. But at that age, I was keeping hope alive.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Those are where all the time.
Those are where all the time.
in that age.
So is the image of her with her shirt off walking towards the bedroom door just imprinted in your mind?
That is imprinted in my mind. Him on stage doing the dinosaur thing with a young woman and like laughing as she messes up and all that. That's imprinted in my mind.
What dance would he make them do?
All I can remember, the only thing I can remember was a sort of mimed,
I think it's like what happens in the video.
Yeah, right? I can't remember the video at all.
Yeah.
But making your hand into a dinosaur head
mouth,
and your forearm is now the neck.
I feel like your hand is the jaw of the dinosaur, not the actual, but I don't know. Maybe this is the eyes.
You think there's an invisible head around there?
Exactly.
You're insane.
So you're just doing the bone structure within the skeletal system.
Because you forgot the dinosaurs actually did have flesh.
We don't know.
We don't know that. They had feathers.
A lot of times they had feathers. And we think they had leathery skin, but they had feathers.
No one goes the most direct. They were just skeletons who were alive.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
What if
why are we hypothesizing?
Why are we adding layers to them?
I know. They're proud skeletons.
We found the bones. They were that.
That's what they were.
When you see skeletons on Halloween, they're not former bodies. They are just skeletons.
They were born skeletons. That way.
Could you imagine giving birth to a skeleton? Oh,
God. Well, I don't know that that's something
like
we want to put in Lauren's mind.
But
right
it goes,
now.
Wah, wah.
I don't like this
but
at
then all the noise, the xylophone noises.
Oh, it's
the
talented?
The doctor's
space. It's talented?
Okay. Doctor Space makes the xylophone noise.
Okay, we have to take a break. Okay, this is the original. We got the video on.
Boom, boom, akalaka, boom.
The entire band is saying boom, boom, shakalaka, boom, boom, sort of embarrassedly. Like, I was forced to do this for this song.
Like family photo style?
Yeah.
Well, because it's a very, like, child song.
Very child song.
But at the same time, I feel like a lot of things at this time were... The style was just kind of extreme in this way that feels like it's for kids, but it's not.
My future's so bright, I have to wear shades.
My future's sobriety.
Three.
I have to wear shades.
My future's sobriety, I have to wear shades. Because I got my eye poked out during a drunk driving accident.
poked out.
Okay, this is the
cop
title.
Came over and just went, oop.
Do you know that's what happened to Sammy Davis Jr.?
Yes. No.
Is that he lost his eye in a car accident because the kind of car that he was driving had this sort of ornamental thing dance in the center of the steering wheel.
Oh,
and
no.
And it fucking went through his eye.
That's horrible.
That's why you should never put like a pen in the center of your steering wheel.
Yeah, or a knife.
Yeah.
Don't put like a big curtain rod in there.
Yeah, that could hurt.
A bugle. The snack.
Sure. A bugle, just, the instrument.
A bugle would just crumble.
If you're you think it wouldn't go
going into
your
eye? A bugle will obliterate your eye.
Okay. Fair enough. They are pretty hard.
Lauren, a bugle will obliterate
your
eye.
I already gave in.
I just feel like you're not taking this seriously.
I really am. It's actually scary how seriously I'm taking it.
Oh, no. Are you okay?
It's kind of my whole identity now, and it's all I want to talk about.
We went too far.
We turned her into a bugle hard person.
You're not a bugle hard person now, are you?
Bugles are the hardest thing on earth.
You know what's second hardest? Apologizing.
Wow.
Yeah.
But you got to do it because people really like that.
People love apologies.
Oh my God, they love it.
They're fucking horny for them.
They're horny for them.
God, who's going to apologize to me today? How many do you receive in a year, would you say, apologies?
Four.
Yeah, it seems like maybe four.
One a season.
Yeah, sure. A seasonal apology.
When you get a really nice...
I'm sorry, autumnal.
I'm sorry.
I will say, when you get a very nice apology out of nowhere, that's a very nice thing.
It is very nice.
Yeah.
That happened to my wife recently.
Mm-hmm.
And
you apologized to her?
Yes.
For the past 20
years?
Out
of nowhere.
It happened to her.
Yeah, it was very unexpected. Mm-hmm. I was, of course, filled in the whole story. But we both remarked, it was a really good apology.
I had the same thing happen to me. Excuse me. And it was unexpected. And it was a very good apology. And there was no, but you also did this. Or I'm just, so you know, like, I'm still mad about that. It was none of that.
Yeah.
And I was like, this makes me feel better.
Absolutely.
And then it allowed me to apologize.
Yeah.
And I felt good about it.
You know what? And it's a good apology, unlike reality recap. Yeah. Tom Sandoval.
Okay.
Okay. So I really only know him from Special Forces.
Do you watch that
Special
Forces?
World's Toughest Test.
Instead of
Vanderpump?
Yeah.
I love Special Forces.
I actually get watching that instead of Vanderpump Rules.
Well, I mean, they're very special forces.
And it's the world's toughest test.
How could you
test.
Not watch it?
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, you think I'm not going to watch the world's toughest test?
Like, if there was a show called Forces, a tough test.
Yeah.
It would be like,
a tough test.
Let's make these forces a little bit more special. Let's make the test the toughest test.
I think so, yeah. And I mean, you know, he was on that show and he was so... Ugh, eye-rolly.
Oh, he's the worst.
His whole deal.
His whole voice is like this.
I was really shocked by his whole look, vibe, demeanor.
Did he have the mustache?
I'm trying to think. I think he did. Yeah.
Oh, really? I thought he was mustacheless.
Maybe he doesn't have it.
Because they show some clips.
Oh, because it was kind of like a, what's that singer from Queen?
Freddie Mercury?
Wasn't it kind of like a long, like a thick mustache that he had?
I mean, it wasn't.
He had a good mustache, but it was not like.
It was not like a gay biker.
Oh, it wasn't a gay biker.
Or even a regular biker.
It wasn't like Al Pacino and Cruisin'. Oh, no. He was a guy without it.
He was the only guy without it.
That's how they knew he was undercover.
With the most mustaches of all time.
So he made an apology for, obviously. For anyone who doesn't know, he cheated on his girlfriend with another cast member on the show and under all of our noses for years and years and years.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah.
Well, not for years.
Not for years, but months.
But he probably cheated with other people for years.
You got to assume.
With randos.
It's tough, you know.
But this show, we watched it last night, Jenny and I, and it is, it was really a heavy episode and it's become like a more of a psychological study than like a fun reality show.
Yeah.
There were like genuinely tense moments. It was very surprising.
I mean, it makes sense. I feel like the stuff that went down at that point was so real. Yeah. I don't know about the earlier seasons.
But here's his apology.
The earlier seasons just felt like a reality show. You know what I mean? It was like messy people being messy.
Yeah.
Here's his apology style, though. It's like, hey, I just wanted to check in with you. Like, that's not an apology.
He will, when he says, I'm sorry, it's always, I'm sorry, but.
I'm sorry, but, you know, it was just a tough time.
And then it's something that,
what about this? He goes, well, what about what you did to me?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's always good.
And everyone around him is always saying, like, you just need to just sit here and take it.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, and that's what I feel.
Everyone gives him the exact same advice, yeah, and he's like, I'm doing that already.
He was
like,
you're trying not to do that by doing Toughest Test. He was like, I deserve this.
This yeah. To go on another reality
yeah.
show
yeah,
and money. Get paid?
I know, yeah, but exactly. He was basically saying the physical punishment of the challenges.
More attention, I deserve this.
But there were times when I couldn't believe how weak he was. And I'm not saying I would be good on it.
It's like, hey, lift up this ball.
JoJo Siwa did amazingly well.
JoJo Siwa.
There was a point where I believe Tom was having a really hard time carrying a person or a big bag or something.
Could you carry JoJo either
was,
of those
and
things.
Then JoJo was doing it. I was like, this fucking...
A big bag.
I think it was a person. I think she was carrying someone on her back.
It was an empty bag, but it was just big.
Well, they... A big bag.
Full of bricks.
Full of bricks.
Do you ever watch Kitchen Nightmares?
Never. I don't like nightmares.
No.
I don't like kitchens. I'm too scared.
I won't go in one.
It's great.
No, really?
No. Hate them. I'm starving.
Mike and I love to scream. So we
not even the fridge.
Gordon Ramsay. We have two things about Gordon Ramsay I want to say.
Okay, look. We've been waiting for this. It's the third episode of our new season. Yeah.
This is a new department.
Lauren has been talking forever about two things she's wanted to say about Gordon
Ramsay.
This
is now official. It's Lauren's two things she wants to say about Gordon Ramsay. And go.
One, I think he's like an amazing chef. And
how would you know? Have you ever eaten anything he's cooked?
No, No, but we've learned from him.
Learned what? That he's an amazing chef?
We watched a masterclass thing the other night about scrambling eggs, and we started doing it like him, and it was really great.
What?
How? What are his techniques to scramble these
eggs?
Put them in a pan?
He used a pot.
He used a pot?
He cracked them into a pot, okay?
How big?
Medium.
So Tom Sandoval could not lift it.
Yeah. And
it was full of bricks.
He was whipping them around and then he puts in butter and then he put in creme fraiche and then he also put uni. I mean, I didn't do all this shit.
But what did you do? You just put it in a pot. And that was it.
We just ordered them.
No, actually,
we were at a restaurant.
I think Mike put creme fraiche because he's trying to cook now. I don't want to get into that. But anyway.
Ooh. Well, this has been a big thread. You've talked about how you're not cooking.
Well, no. I do want to get into it and that I'm very excited about it, but I don't want to, that's a whole separate topic.
You don't want to have a husband who's like a woman.
Yes, I do. That would be wonderful. Cook me the shit.
Number two.
Hold on.
Oh, sorry.
We got to get back to
and so we
how
always
did your
say,
eggs turn out?
I apologize.
No, they turned out great. But the number one is still, the other thing I want to say is on the show, he walks
You've
in.
You've already said number one. He's
this
a great chef.
This is part of number one.
This is a,
then I might have three.
It can't be a butt.
I might have three.
Number one, the title is he's a great chef.
He's a great chef.
And then here's
number
the description.
Okay, or number two.
What the fuck?
He comes in.
You wanted more time for this.
I just.
Lauren.
I'm trying to make it clear.
I'm fighting for you.
Because listeners
I'm reclaiming
can't,
my time.
Listeners can't
I'm reclaiming
see,
my time.
Listeners can't see my chart. So I wanted to make it clear. I'll say number
okay.
two.
Okay. All right. Well, we can't see it either.
It is invisible. So number two, he will come into these restaurants that are gross.
Ugh, they're
and
nightmares.
He has the best phrases. And so we love to say about our own kitchen.
She can't even say it.
We're both trying to do something in the space. It's like too small.
Oh, I love Pregnant Lauren so much. Pregnant Lauren giggles so much.
This place is a death trap.
I had this thought flashed into my mind that years from now, when your children are grown, that a sweet thing to tell them would be that you laughed so much.
Oh, that's so nice.
With them.
Oh,
because it really is true.
It's true. I do laugh harder.
Very giggly.
It's true. That's sweet. And then the third thing about. Whatever his name is.
This is a bonus thing.
This was the main number two. But then the thing I just said became number two. It
the
was
fuck?
The thing, the death trap thing was really part
you
of
you were
number,
trying to tie one and two together, but they don't.
There's no Lauren. Come
okay,
on.
Okay, so three things.
So if it was going to be one thing, it was going to be, we think he's a great chef, but he has these great phrases.
No, it was. And he does this thing. Okay.
God
and
damn.
The next one is that at the end of the episode, he sort of recaps like what happened to the camera by himself outside of the restaurant, standing outside. He'll be like,
in case you didn't watch it.
He just kind of like
Here's what we did.
Here's what we did, and here's our hopes for them, and here's like what like hopefully what they have to do to make this work, and then we'll cut back to like here's us 6 months later, and we'll see what happened.
They have to add Uni.
He will look around. We've deduced, okay, that his cue cards are on the ground. Because he's like looking over here and he looks down over here and he's like, he looks at the camera and then he's like, and then they had, you know, so many pots and pans, and then he looks down and he's like adding something else. He's like,
you sure he's not, he's a downward thinker. You know how like when some people think they think up to the right or whatever.
Well, so someone else posted about this and we were like, oh my God, other people are noticing this. Mm-hmm. Then we watched the masterclass. He's looking down at that table. There's nothing on it when he's talking. He is a downward.
He's a downward thinker.
Hold on a second. Wow. Hold on a second.
Because he's looking down and saying stuff as if it's like referencing notes, but there's nothing there.
I don't mean to sound all tinfoil hat.
Okay.
But maybe before the masterclass, he saw that people were on to him.
Oh.
And he was like, this is a psyop. I got to memorize this shit and remember to look down.
Yeah.
So he's looking up and thinking, yeah, I got to remember to look down. Then he looks down
to
remember to look up.
I just feel like they could help him in the
and enjoy
edit
the blue sky.
Because when he's looking down, it looks so distracting.
Well, that's
like,
the thing is they say that you can tell if someone's lying if they're not, when they're remembering something, if they're like looking up into, I believe it's the left, because then they're like pretending.
That's where your imagination is. You have to go up to the left to like look into your imagination.
It's like when people actually
make up a lie.
When people are trying to remember something.
I thought it was to the right.
When people are really trying to remember something, they look up and to one direction. I don't know. They look to one direction.
I always look to one direction. Yeah. And you know what? I still think Harry's going to get back together with them.
I think he will eventually. I mean, Justin got back together with NSYNC.
That's right.
NSYNC.
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 Was it apostrophe NSYNC?
I think it was star NSYNC, maybe, but it could be apostrophe. I don't know. Let me look that up.
I want to look at like when you're thinking or when you're lying.
Why were the Backstreet Boys the Backstreet
Boys?
Well, they were all born in alleys in dumpsters.
You know what? Austin answered.
Yeah.
I did not know that. They were all dumpster babies.
Yeah. One of them was a toilet baby.
I was going to say.
They moved him to a dumpster because they're like, this is too embarrassing.
J.C. Chazet? Yeah, or was he in sync?
Okay, it's a myth.
He was born
it's
in a sink, actually.
It's a myth.
But that's the thing, is like all the Backstreet Boys, they were born in sinks.
Okay, no, this is a myth that people
I didn't know I was
the
pregnant.
Left.
Then I looked in the sink and there was a baby.
It was debunked.
Debunked!
What? But a University of Michigan study found when participants lied, they maintained eye contact 70% of the time. I do think that's actually more accurate because it's like you're trying to be like, I am being
yes, straight with you. Right
I'm
now
not blinking or anything.
I have nothing to be afraid of. I'm just looking at you, telling you the truth.
I'm looking at you normally.
Yeah. Yes.
With my eyes wide open.
Well, that's the other thing. When I read the book Homicide,
Life on the Streets.
I don't know if it had a colon in the book, but I believe it was just
smaller
called
lettering under Homicide.
I don't think there was any Life on the Street in the book. I think it was just called Homicide. I could be wrong, but
I hope you are.
Like I was probably wrong about NSYNC not having an apostrophe, but actually, you know, the Wikipedia page for NSYNC has just the N and the sync next to each other, like it's one word.
Oh no, I know this
no
very
apostrophe
deeply because I'm working on a project connected to NSYNC.
How oh, really deeply
are you in NSYNC now?
Yeah, I'm doing all the dancing.
Just the dancing.
Yeah.
Are you doing Walk the Dinosaur dance?
Yeah. We are working on that. I wasn't supposed to share.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay.
What so, I was going to say about
sorry,
Homicide.
Sorry, no. Breaking
news.
There is an asterisk in
it's
front of the
asterisk
N.
NYS.
One word though. NSYNC.
I mean, asterisk NSYNC.
Yes.
Asterisk NYS has
asterisk NYS.
So NSYNC is who? It's
this is truly. I've been watching so much old footage. I'm doing a project with Lance Bass and Danielle Fishel.
Okay.
We believe you.
But so I've been.
Why are you giving us eye contact?
Because I don't believe that you believe me, and I'm lying. The old footage is so amazing. Mm-hmm. When you go back and look at all their wardrobes, I just don't even just stop talking. I'm
meaning like furniture in their houses?
Yeah.
Oh God.
And then you go to Narnia.
Maybe do stop talking.
And Backstreet Boys are there.
It's okay. So it's Justin Timberlake,
Lance Joey
Bass, okay, Joey Fatone.
Let me try to
Chris Kirkpatrick.
Okay, that I'm out.
You almost had it.
And one more,
JC
Lance,
JC Shazam.
Yeah,
all right, Backstreet Boys. Don't know.
Who? Carter. Not Vince Carter.
Nick Carter.
Agent Carter,
yeah. All the Carters.
Nick Carter.
They should have a band together.
They should, all the Carters.
Haley Atwell.
Jimmy Carter's still alive.
Jimmy see.
He's available.
He's hanging in there.
I don't think I know everyone's last name.
And he's single.
Ladies.
Nick, Kevin, Brian. That's where I'm.
That's, yeah.
If I saw them, maybe I can name
And
them.
I don't know anyone's last name other than Carter.
Nick DiPaolo. Kevin, yeah. Kevin James. Brian Cranston.
Yes.
And then one more.
So AJ.
AJ McLean.
AJ
Carter. Howie Durow.
Howie Durow.
AJ McLean.
Right.
Hollywood. Ain't it a bitch?
Brian Littrell.
Who is that?
AJ Benza.
Oh, AJ Benza.
Kevin Richardson.
Okay. So the one thing I learned on from the book Homicide is that guilty people, when they bring them into the interrogation room, they mm-hmm. always fall asleep.
Oh, and this is according to cops?
Yes.
Okay.
Liars fall asleep?
Guilty people, when they get in the interrogation room, they always fall asleep.
Well, I know somebody who, when they were caught doing something, like caught in a lie.
I know this story.
They fainted, but it was pretend. Yes,
like one of those ghosts.
You've told this story.
So my feeling is like falling asleep is like a sort of tactic to be like, I'm not even here. I can't talk about this.
You can't wake me up. It's rude.
But I also have a friend. I also have a friend who used to interview.
And you can't keep me longer than 24 hours. So if I sleep for 24 hours.
God damn it. He fell asleep.
I have a friend who used to interview celebrities for like E and stuff. And she would get very sleepy. When
like
she
in
was,
exchange for ecstasy. This person would interview celebrities?
Yeah.
Wait,
yeah
this
yeah.
is John Tesh.
She would get, when she would get nervous about certain people, she would get really sleepy.
Yeah.
So
well, that's what I think they were trying to say is like these people are so nervous about being caught that they tend to fall asleep. Like it's a. I don't know.
That's so crazy. I'm like, I think if I was about to be caught, my adrenaline would be higher than it's ever been.
They also tell a very funny story about how they would use the copier machine as a lie detector, supposedly, where they would put in the third piece of paper. The first piece of paper, when you're loading the paper,
yeah,
it would be blank. The second piece of paper would be blank. And then they'd load a third piece of paper that would say lie. And they would ask... They'd go, okay, we
so
have
just a, randomly they we
have a
lied.
Yeah, we have a lie detector here, and they would ask a question like, "What's your name?" Mm-hmm. The person, and then they would press the button, and a blank piece of paper would come out. They go, "Where do you live?" They would say, "A blank piece of paper would come out." Did you kill that person? No, I didn't. Press the button. Lie. They go, "Well, we got you," and then they would confess.
But like, why didn't
funny.
The other one
cops
say?
So funny.
Cops why didn't
so
the funny. First so paper funny. Say true?
I maybe it did say true, and I'm misremembering this. It's been 20
like,
years
that
since
one's
I read
just blank.
The
book.
It
so
was by
was good.
Noted cop lover David Simon, and it was called Homicide: Colon A Year on the Killing Streets.
A Year on the Killing Streets.
Yes.
I
wow.
heard about a show.
That's too long.
I'm maybe a little afraid.
I don't want to. I don't even spend 2 hours on the Killing Streets.
I'll spend a good hour and a half on the Killing Streets.
Oh, absolutely,
streets.
And love
I
it.
Love them.
Yeah.
Have you watched?
I would like to spend a year.
And they have you watched have that American kind of Nightmare?
American Nightmare.
Stay away from me.
Oh, what is that?
I don't know, but Elizabeth Lame's always talking about it on her podcast. And I
so why are you bringing things up that you
Wait,
haven't even watched?
She's always talking about it, but you don't know what it is.
Well, it's a documentary about something really scary.
You're a documentary about something scary.
Hey, Scott.
But I was going to so watch sorry. It last night, and I texted her, should I watch this?
She's always talking about it.
Because I'm going to be, I'm like, well, Mike was asleep. So I was like, can I watch this alone or will I freak out? And she was like, I would say watch it during the day. But then I was curious if you watched it, but I know Janie likes
I'm
stuff
sure
like
she's
that.
Watched it.
Janie okay. likes stuff like that.
Let me, I thought we would leave that in the old place.
Let
Janie
me, likes stuff like that.
Let me see.
What old
I'm
place?
Janie
right
likes
now.
Stuff like that.
The Haunted Mansion.
Oh, when yeah, we all went to the Haunted Mansion? Yeah, great.
We should do a Disney day where we record from Disneyland.
Yeah, that would be so fun.
I did a podcast from Disneyland one time.
You did a podcast from Disneyland?
Yeah, don't be scared. This was a podcast called Walking with Michelle.
I went walking with Michelle.
That was the theme song.
I bet it was.
And it was hosted by Michelle Balloon.
When that song, when that song came out.
From Philly.
I thought it was old, like a 70s song.
Why?
The way it sounds.
Hmm.
And then I learned.
And also the way your brain is.
Yeah.
You receive that information.
When I heard it, I was like, this is like a cool old retro song. And then it was new. Okay, go ahead.
So the idea was we were going to go there and we were going to record the podcast from. She was going to go various places and record a podcast with a guest.
Right.
And so the first one was Disneyland.
Right.
And this was me and her, producer Matt Belknap, whom you might know from Never Not Funny.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And this is early podcasting days.
The silent killer.
That's right.
Because he has a silent K on his name.
That's why.
That's correct.
So I call him cholesterol sometimes.
Well, that's fun.
The silent killer.
I thought hypertension was the silent killer.
I think there's a lot of silent killers.
Too many.
So many don't announce themselves.
Like talk to us, guys.
So we recorded this on a Sunday morning.
Perfect.
Sunday morning.
The day after I went to a friend's wedding.
Ooh.
Bad timing.
Bad timing. And then we discovered that the reason we were doing it, we had to be at Disneyland at 10 a.m., was that he thought there would be less traffic and fewer people there.
That's not how that works.
That's absolutely not how that works.
There's less traffic and fewer people at like 7 p.m.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Disneyland, it turns out, is very popular. And people with children who wake up early will go there in the morning.
Yeah.
And I was hungover as hell.
Yeah.
This is what I do in this situation. I call Disneyland and I say, there's a bomb.
That's what you do. And so then they close the whole place and you can't
Most people should leave.
But let a few of us, let a few of us in, okay?
There's a bomb that is set to go off around 2 p.m.
All right, we have to take a break.
Bye.
And we're back. And it's time for a threecher.
I know.
This is so exciting.
This is a special part of the show where we play a little game.
Are we playing a game? Yes, we are.
Yes, we are.
Or we do a scene.
Stop bothering us.
Or,
yes, we are.
Or it's something like that.
Yeah.
Because this is threecher.
These are submitted by you.
Threecher time. Yeah, so don't blame us.
Yeah. And the theme song was submitted by Michael Jackson.
He submitted it.
Yep. For our approval.
And we said, you know what? Turn this into something different for your own album.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Scott, you didn't finish drinking your alcohol.
I drank everything in it. I don't want to eat the chocolate.
Hey, you don't have to drive. Go ahead.
Okay, this was submitted by Robert Cub.
Okay.
He's just a little cub.
Baby bear.
He's just a baby bear.
It has no title.
Tiger.
But then our ex...
Other things are cubs.
Okay.
Matt, ex-op producer.
Polar bear.
Matt Exop producer.
Matt Exop. I hate that guy.
Traitor. Man, we can finally say it.
Benedict Arnold.
Yep.
We left. He just stays where he is.
Did Benedict Arnold do anything that bad that we're still talking
Eggs
about?
Benedict.
Him?
I saw something recently that led me to believe that I guess certain people think that he was framed or he was trying to do something good.
Certain people. I think I know who you're talking about. Let me guess. They don't like the company Pfizer.
I love Pfizer.
His last name's Kennedy.
Pfizer had a commercial during the Super Bowl that was so bad. And it was like, it was to the tune of Don't Stop Me Now by Queen.
Oh, yeah. The mustachioed rocker.
They just did like moving lips. It's like that Facetune thing or whatever.
What?
Just moving lips on paintings and busts and sculptures and shit like that.
Good shit.
It looked so bad. The CGI was, the animation was so bad. So bad.
Well, they had to spend so much money getting it on TV.
I know, but their whole thing was like, we're the future of science. We've always been at the forefront of science. Like, this sucks.
If this is how good your drugs are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I always feel like I could write great commercials. If only I was given the chance.
I've always felt that about you too.
Yeah.
But
about
no one
the band
you
do that you should be in it?
I know. You too could write great commercials.
I think if Bono wanted to, if he put his mind to it, he could write a jingle.
A lot of his songs should just be commercials.
Like which?
Yeah, like
you're
which?
You're the expert.
Which?
But you know what? A lot of them wouldn't,
the song
would have
witch?
To be really,
oh,
really, really.
You're a witch. You're a witch.
And the witch is back.
That part of Hocus Pocus 2 was fun.
Wait, hold on a second.
I have not seen
hold
Hocus Pocus 2.
It's fun.
So in the witch version, it's an accusation. As opposed to the original version, it's like, I am a bitch.
I'm a witch. Okay, look, we got to do this thing.
I'm not a witch. I'm you. Remember that?
No.
What was her name? O'Donnell, I think.
Rosie.
No. If only.
Speaking of painting houses, Rosie O'Donnell.
It was this young woman who was running for president.
Remember that movie, East of Eden, where she's
dressed like in a...
Like in a domineer.
I remember
dominatrix.
The cover of it.
Domineering
like, I remember
gear.
Seeing that at the...
Domineering gear.
I saw it at the video store like all the time.
Like, who do you want to see in this stuff? Rosie O'Donnell and Dan Aykroyd. But
he wears dominatrix gear.
I believe so.
Yeah.
And then
I gotta watch this.
There's a like a sub on this island they go to. I haven't seen it.
A submarine.
Wait, so they're in a dom sub relationship.
Well, they everyone goes to this island.
They're like
undercover cops.
Yeah, they're undercover cops.
Okay,
but they're all dressed like this, and there's a sub who comes in and goes, I will do anything you command of me, mistress. And she goes, paint my house.
It's the old, one of the oldest jokes.
I'm going to watch that. Yeah.
It's as old as In the Butt Bop.
Which, I think even older.
Which is, by the way, from Sea of Love. The movie Sea of Love, the Al Pacino movie. They're two characters are telling this story as if it's, and it's an old joke that turns out to be true, as we learned from Paul F. Tompkins.
The Newlywed Game thing.
Yeah, the Newlywed Game thing.
It's in Sea of Love.
You can't just put, this is where it's like, you can't just use some old street joke and call yourself a scriptwriter. It's like, write your own joke.
That's so weird. Yeah. Why is that in Sea of Love?
I don't know. But the killer, I believe it's the killer.
The killer steals that joke?
The killer steals it. He's a bad guy.
There's the proof.
Because he steals a joke?
There's the proof. Yeah.
Okay, look. This is Matt, Exop producer, says maybe this could be called Reality Bites. Why, Matt?
We don't.
It doesn't make any sense for what I know.
Realty Bites.
There we go.
Even worse.
Well, that's not that actually makes good. Sense.
No, no.
It's actually no, great. No.
No,
it's great.
No.
It's perfect.
No.
It's called Realty Bites.
Realty Bites. Okay, for this game, one person's a realtor, and then the other two are a potential couple trying to buy the house.
A potential couple.
Yeah.
It's a will they, won't they?
It's a first date.
It's like a Sam and Diane situation.
But they're being kind of quirky and like going to look at an open house.
Here's
like
a fun thing to do on a first date. Yeah. Buy a house.
Yeah.
I think I mixed up the words. It's potential buyers of the house.
Thank you.
We figured it out.
Here's how we should do it. Neither of us are going to text you this problem. You just come up with a problem for the house. Is that okay?
I have to guess what the problem is.
And we'll try to figure
you
out what this problem is.
You have to guess what the problem is?
Wait, we're all going to try to figure it out?
No. I don't
know. No one knows
what the problem is.
I know what the problem is.
Read the words on the page.
No, because we're changing it so one person doesn't just sit there the entire game.
I sort of feel like it makes more sense for the realtor to not know what the problem is. Like in the way these games go.
Okay, so I'll text Lauren what the problem is.
Tell me what's happening.
I am the realtor. I have to guess what
he's
the problem
guess.
Is.
We're going to hint at it. Yes. Got it. Okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. So I'm going to text Lauren what a problem is, and we're going
to
be a couple.
If you're new to the show, we play these creatures that are variations on five different things.
And sometimes the people who submit them don't exactly incorporate all three of us into the thing. So we have to change the rules.
Yeah, it's rude. People are trying to push me out of the show. The fans.
Okay. I have texted Lauren the issue.
Exciting.
And we are going to hint around the issue.
Yeah. Reddit. Put it in my memory.
Reddit.
Hi, come on in.
Oh, the
door's open. You don't have to.
I know, but I just wanted to see if it works.
It's a nice, hearty door. This is a good door. It's very thick.
I just wanted to make sure. It's a party door.
Well, it's good for if you're at a party. It's great for parties. I love this. So this is beautiful.
Can you tell
me a little bit about the home?
Yes, it has.
Tell me too. Like, don't just tell.
Oh, no. Are you a couple or you're almost a couple?
We're a potential couple.
It could work out that way, but I'm the breadwinner. So I think you should speak directly to me.
Okay.
Here's our situation. We wanted to live together.
Yeah.
But we don't know whether we want to date or not. So.
But we feel like if we get a house that's big enough, maybe it has upstairs, downstairs kind of thing. The one part could be his, one part could be mine. And if it doesn't work out, then we each just have a good place to live.
That sounds terrific. I'm in a similar situation.
Oh, really? What's your situation?
Like a situationship?
I'm stalking someone that I think is going to come around.
Okay, great.
I'm sure they will because
someone
lives
in your house?
So I live in their house in the walls.
Oh, got it. Oh, like a bad Ronald situation?
Yeah, my name is Ronald.
So you get to hear everything.
I think I'm good.
You get to hear everything that they're doing?
Everything that they're doing.
Well, that's great because it gives you a lot of insight into what kind of stuff they want to talk about.
I surprise them with gifts.
You know them intimately at this point, so you know whether you like them or not.
Where do you leave the gifts?
I leave them in the walls, which is not working great.
They haven't found them.
Yeah, especially if it's food.
Do you ever say, through the wall?
I do.
High through the wall.
I'm very quiet because I don't want to scare them.
Right.
So what I'll do is like when this person gets in bed, I will be behind the head of the bed in the wall and I'll just be like, hi.
Do they have a sound machine or anything while they're sleeping?
They do, but it broke a while ago, so now I have to imitate the sound machine.
Oh, okay. They don't know it's broken? They turn it on and you have to immediately go,
shh.
Okay, Ronald, I love to give you
good
a
Ronald.
Huge
commission. Please call me good Ronald.
To give you a huge commission on this house because you just seem great.
I would love to tip you on top of the commission.
I like the sound of this. Well, let's talk about the house.
Yeah.
So you like upstairs and downstairs. It has two upstairses.
Okay.
Oh, yes. Cool. How's that work? You mean three stories? Or?
Exactly. So you go upstairs and then you can go upstairs again.
That's so fun.
And you can also go back downstairs twice.
That's so fun.
Okay.
Yeah.
Does it have how many times can you do it in one day?
It doesn't have a slide, but it's slide ready.
Oh, okay. Can you install a fireman's pole, do you think, in between all these?
I can't, but you can.
I'm sorry. I'm a woman.
I just sell the houses.
And I asked a question.
I'm sorry. What was your question? Are you in STEM?
I was wondering how many times a day you can go up and down the stairs.
You can. It's unlimited.
Okay.
You can go up and down the stairs as many times
as
you
like.
So we
pay it. That's part of the mortgage. We're paying for unlimited stair usage.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
It has crown molding.
Is there a way to discount it if we don't ever want to go upstairs?
I can talk to the seller about that.
Well, there's something I saw. Now, I just want to be a little bit. I think we should just tell them.
Yeah.
We were poking around outside, kind of peering through windows.
Okay.
And we saw, I think, what's a huge problem.
It's definitely a problem.
I think I know what you're talking about.
I hope so. I mean, it's huge.
I would say
it's affecting a whole thing.
Right. But look at it as, I know that it seems like a problem from the outside looking in. Mm-hmm.
But I think it would be worse when we're inside.
It's an opportunity.
To what?
To do something that you've never done in a house before.
A swim? I don't think it's...
Yes. That's one thing.
Okay, but I...
One thing, you could pretend to go fishing.
Yeah.
I don't think any fish could survive
that. It doesn't seem sanitary.
Well, that's why I said pretend.
Okay, that's a good point. You did say pretend, honey.
I know, but imagine if...
I call you honey
yet? Don't call me that yet.
What do you want me to call you?
Avery.
Dr. Avery? I know you have your PhD.
I have a last name, too.
I thought Avery was your last name.
I thought so, too.
It's my first name.
What's your last name?
It's a wonderful first name.
Belong.
Avery Belong? Dr. Avery Belong.
And what's your name? I'm sorry.
His name. Peanuts.
And what's your last name?
No, that is my last name.
Oh, your Peanuts. Last name is Peanuts.
Yeah, I'm Mr.
Mr. Peanuts.
Yeah. Mr. Peanuts.
Mr. Peanuts.
Yes. His first name is Mr.
Mr. Peanuts, Dr. Belong. I know that it seems like that area in the house is maybe toxic and dangerous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know it seems deep.
It's incredibly deep. I mean,
I'm just worried that I could catch some sort of disease.
Yeah. I mean, it's fine for most of the house.
Right.
Obviously, I don't expect it to be finished necessarily, but.
I mean, I think it should be dealt with. I do.
Is there any way to drain it?
I wouldn't do that because I think the fuller it gets, the more you can take advantage of it.
I'm just worried it's going to seep up into the
first floor.
The fuller
it gets, the more. So do you think maybe I can donate it to science or what do you think?
I mean, that's up to you. I think you can. It's good for tracing circles.
Where did it all come from?
It's good for tracing circles.
I don't know what that means.
It doesn't. No, it's not.
I don't even know
what
that means, tracing circles.
Well, it's a realtor's term.
Oh, we're not realtors.
I can't. There's no way I can explain it. There's not a term for it.
Oh,
a non-realty term for it.
Is like
realty bites.
So there's no way. There's no way to describe it without talking about exactly
without being a realtor.
Exactly. Mr. Peanuts gets it.
Yeah, I got it.
I actually get it too. I'm a woman in STEM.
But the you could just put the cover on it. It has a special cover that you could put on it.
Okay.
Okay.
You so see these.
Sort of like a waterbed feeling at that point. Maybe we'd forget what it was underneath it.
Yes, exactly. And
I'm helping you out, honestly, because I don't think I can live like this.
I mean, it doesn't. If we just never went down there, it would be fine. But
sure, but I want to store things down there.
Yeah, eventually we want to.
Oh, you can store things.
Like what?
What do you need storing? And I'll tell you if you can do it.
Childhood mementos.
Yeah, put them in there.
But they're going to be just.
They're going to be ruined.
They're going to be red and soaking wet.
Red and soaking wet.
Yeah.
I mean,
I guess I could store my old pads down there.
Yeah, I guess. That would be, why are you keeping your old pads?
Well, because I like to remember.
Do you have your first one?
I sort of just check every month to be like, and how did that compare to last month? You know, and so it's just
is it ever different?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Really? Yeah. What's the variation on it?
Sometimes it's a heavier flow.
Right.
Right. Yeah.
I think you could make a wonderful wall piece out of those. Like a
That's
sort
a great
of
idea. So I shouldn't put them in the basement.
A de Kooning, if I'm thinking of the right person.
I shouldn't put them in the basement.
No, don't put them in the basement. And you were looking through the basement window?
Yeah.
Yeah. I would say that you can use this in an emergency situation.
Like if I'm dying and need a transfusion.
Yes, if you're the correct type. What's your blood type?
It's Z negative.
She's an anomaly.
The universal refuser. And what's yours?
I'm Zed.
Oh, the English.
I'm from Canada.
The universal refuser UK.
Yeah.
All right. So look, a lot of houses are not going to have an amount of blood this substantial.
I mean, it's too substantial.
So, I mean, there's no such thing. In home buying, there's no such thing as too much blood.
Look, just tell us the truth.
Why is the basement filled with blood?
Why is the basement filled with blood?
Before you got here, I had a bloody nose.
This all came from you?
I was picking my nose, okay? And it started to bleed.
Don't you know you can pick your friends? And you can pick your nose, but you can't pick your friend's nose?
Yeah, that's why I wasn't doing it.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Because your finger's in my nose right now.
Well, you're not my friend.
I thought we were friends.
Okay, wait, you really think relationships Mr. are Peter? So much.
Good Ronald?
We went to high school together.
Good Ronald McDonald? Has that been you?
Good Ronald McDonald. I'm not the bad one who sells hamburgers.
Okay, well, I think we should just take it. You guys have a history.
How much is it?
Oh, that's a good question.
How much is the house?
Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
$1.
And?
1 billion cents.
It's not that bad, actually.
What's a billion cents?
It must be.
How much is 1 billion pennies? $10 million.
I mean, $10 million plus $1
for a bloody basement?
I'll take
it. And a house with two upstairs?
I want that.
I want that.
I want that.
I want the bloody basement.
Can we keep the blood?
Of course you can.
Do you want it back?
No.
You
want it back in your head?
No. I can't take it back. I'm blood type K.
Oh, that's an ultimate.
That's a better out than in type.
Oh, got it.
Can't go back in.
K for can't go back in.
K for can't go back in.
Well, thank you so much,
thank
Dr.
you so much.
Ronald.
We obviously have a lot to talk about.
No, we don't. It's where do we sign?
And we're throwing.
That's what I'm saying. We have a lot to talk about. Where do we sign?
Oh, yeah. Well, I think we should ask him.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Why are we discussing it?
We're a couple.
Yes. You're
we're
a couple
a thruple.
Now. And we're a thruple now.
I love it.
Sign okay. Right here.
Who's living in the basement?
Me.
I mean, it's an upgrade from out
you're
of the walls.
It is.
You're going to be swimming in blood.
No, I'm going to sleep in a canoe.
This makes sense now.
You already
fucking
had
idiot.
This planned out.
Yes, I did. So what?
Did we just walk into your trap?
Yeah. Do you like it?
I love it
it's
here.
A beautiful trap.
Thank you.
10 mil. You put in 8, I'll put 2.
That seems fair, dude.
$8?
Yeah. Times a million.
Damn it.
This fucking guy.
Hey, this fucking doctor over here.
Fucking doctor.
All right, that's it.
We did it.
We did it. That was fun, right?
Thank you, Matt. The final time we'll ever refer to you on mic.
But thank you, Robert Cubb, for
thank
submitting
you, Cub.
That.
I'm trying to remember this story that there was...
Cubby. I bet people call him that.
Someone who Cubby. Did Ask Cat once who... was a showrunner. And he talked about how as a child, how he picked his nose so much, he would put all his boogers in the lampshade and all over the room.
That.
And then one time he picked it so much, it started going crazy bleeding. And his whole family was like freaking out.
And did he put the blood on the lampshade?
I think he had to go to the hospital. It was like a whole thing.
Oh,
but
no.
It was about how much he picked his nose.
I did a podcast once. Oh, I can't even discuss it. It makes me sick okay. to my stomach.
Well, let's
say it. It's not.
I can't,
Lauren's in
can't.
That pregnant thing
say
where she
it.
Can't. I can't
say
do
the
it.
Gross
where
thing.
She wants to hear
I
gross things
barf.
Like she wants
it's
to eat
like
pickles.
Oral pica. Yeah. Talk to me about the taste of hair.
Say it.
All right, we're at.
I'll text it to you because okay. I honestly can't. I will gag if I say it out loud.
Ew, am I going to throw up?
I don't fucking know.
Okay, here's what you need to know. If you want to write to us and suggest one of these games,
if you want to write a feature, you got to send it to us now.
We need a jingle.
Send it to us at freedomusa@gmail.com.
Nailed it.
And then if you want to leave us, by the way, So you've heard the first of these about a week and a half ago. We're doing our Threemium episodes.
This is Threemium!
The first time that we're mentioning them here.
This is a really special
proper show. But every other week, Threemium. We're putting out Threemium episodes where we're answering your voicemails.
Threemium.
This is, you can get them at CBB World.
Threemium.
As well as Apple Podcast Premium. And Threemium. If you want to, this is huge news.
Threemium.
Remember how people could Threemium. Call us and leave these voicemails and they had to call a special number?
Hag claims 8.
We do not have that number.
We lost it.
We lost the number. But what we gained the number. Was a website, hagclaims8.com, where people can leave us voicemails.
A website? A voicemail website?
A voicemail website, yes. So go to hagclaims8.com, the number 8.
The number 8.
Hagclaims8.com and okay. leave us voicemails and we'll answer them on our Threemium episodes.
It does seem better. Website seems more official.
It seems better.
Anybody can have a fucking phone number. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
I mean, we'd have to figure out how to check it. It's just
we got
to
figure
out. If they spell out the number 8, will it redirect?
I'd have to buy 2 websites. Right?
And then teach a man to fish.
Who am I going to teach how to fish? Everyone knows how to fish these days.
Yeah, it's true.
Well, what's complicated?
It's like an archaic expression.
No, it was, back in the day when they made up that expression when back fishing in Jesus was new. Times, when yes. fishing was new, everyone was like, how do you do this? Now everyone fishes.
Yeah.
It's like it doesn't make sense anymore, but we still say it.
Oh, that first guy to fish must have been so annoyed. Like, now I got to show you another one?
It's like, I just figured this shit out.
Why can't you show him after I showed you?
So leave us these voicemails at hagclaims8.com.
Leave us these voicemails.
Please, whatever you got to say.
Those come out every other Wednesday. And then our 3 Visiting on the Twos episodes are still coming out. These are our old episodes that are behind the paywall.
Classic.
So that's all of the business here at Threedom.
That's all we got.
That's all we got for you.
I don't know what more you want.
We just hope you have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.
Or afternoon.
Okay.
Or if you're sleeping, because some people put on podcasts to sleep, which is so strange.
Well, if you're sleeping,
I'm crying. Bye.